Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can do
that. From the Wayback Machine, folks, that's the Platters. That's Tony Williams. That's his little lilting voice bringing us back. It's a great classic. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with us. Bob Dylan Schneider is our guest. Robert L. Dylan Schneider is the author of the AMA's Handbook of Public Relations. It's the Bible on public relations, folks. If you're interested in PR, if you want to know how to get better at PR, if you want to be a PR expert, you couldn't do no better than at the knee of Bob Dylan Schneider. And so I encourage you to check that out. Also, his new book, one of his newer books, Power and Influence, The Rules of Change. Folks, this is a 21st century book for the 21st century that you're going to want to pay attention to. And they're available wherever books are sold, I know. And Bob, of course, your website is dylanschneider.com. Is that right?
It is. Jim, I'm writing a better book right now on great number two people. Most of us are number two people in life. We're not number one people.
You mean like they, Ed McMahon was the second banana to Johnny Carson?
Ed McMahon was the second banana, and he made a big difference in that show.
Yep.
And there are a tremendous number of number two people, and I want to get stories and examples that other number two people could use to enhance their business.
Wow, how about that? Well, I'll think about that. I might be able to come up with a couple of ideas. Bob,
well, you're number one. That's the key.
recently you've been to Europe, and I wanted you to give us a perspective on what you found over there these days.
Well, Europe's
under a lot of stress right now.
Europe's under a lot of stress. I just came back. I was in Saudi Arabia. I was in Italy, France, the UK, Germany. And here's what I found. I found that everybody is under a lot of pressure. Everybody is stressed out financially. Everybody is sweating the Chinese. Everybody, to some degree, is sweating what's happening in Afghanistan. They're concerned about the Russians.
And, the North Koreans.
And now the North Koreans. They're concerned there's no rule of law over there. And for the first time in the last 30 years, Jim, I find the Europeans saying we've got to build a bridge to the Americans. We have to hang together.
Do you think that's why more and more of the elections in Europe are going more to the right than to the left?
I think there's no question about it. I think the left has demonstrated that it doesn't work. You can't just print money and make it up. And
yeah.
The Irish are wonderful people, but they're suffering big time and are going to be in the tank for many, many years. I'm worried about the Spanish, the Greeks, again, still they're not out of the tank.
Portuguese,
the Italians, it's not good. The people who are really concerned about this are the Germans. They're a very strong country.
Right.
And they've got a strong economy. But they're worried they're going to have to support this whole thing.
So could there be a blessing to come out of this, humanity blessing to come out of this?
I think the blessing is we look within ourselves and say, we got a big problem. What are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not just going to roll over and take it. What we're going to do is reach out appropriately on Thanksgiving Day and help other people. We're going to be self-reliant. We're going to use what the old cotton mather used to talk about years, centuries ago in the United States. Get it on. That's what we have to do, and that's what they have to do.
Do you believe that in Europe they're starting to say, you know, nothing's for nothing. There's no free lunch. We have to practice fundamentals, proper financial fundamentals. We can't go having all these entitlement programs that we don't know where the money's coming from. You think that's what's going on right now, obviously in England and other places like that. But the people seem to be reacting negatively to that, Bob.
Well, it's over. I mean, in healthcare, for example, I certainly don't want this to happen in the United States, but in healthcare, if you're sick in Great Britain, it takes probably 6 to 8 weeks to see a doctor.
Yeah.
You're seeing a doctor that's not top of the line, so you have a problem. And your health goes bad, the whole thing goes bad.
Yeah.
So I don't want that to happen in the United States.
And so how do you think the United States should respond to this new attitude that you're seeing in Europe?
Well, we responded a couple of Tuesdays ago, number one, with a very significant election. We simply said, we don't like what's taking place with Obamacare and some of the other Obama activities.
Right, right.
I think we're going to continue that. I think the challenge, the pressure right now is on the Republican Party to come up with some very significant ideas that will move society forward. we have a moment here where we can develop a great society again. Mm-hmm. But we've got to do it now.
Right. Well said. Bob, I want to thank you as we wrap up our visit today. I want to thank you for your voice, for your leadership. I know that you speak to people all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob takes this message. He just gave you this very logical, sensible, patriotic message, and patriotic meaning doing the right thing, not just being an American patriot. He takes that all over the world. Bob, I want to thank you for the influence that you have, and for you being one person and the difference that you make.
Jim, it is thrilling to be on your show. It is an honor to be on the show on Thanksgiving Day. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate the message that you send out to so many people about outreach and helping other people.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Bob. And best to you and your family. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Thanksgiving. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.